AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Hospitals across the country are feeling an impact of the Omicron variant that's different than previous surges. This time, it's serious staff shortages because many healthcare workers are getting sick with the fast-spreading variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci says Omicron may be less severe, but that doesn't mean people should be less complacent about it.
Because a certain proportion of a large volume of cases, no matter what, are going to be severe.
The CDC says about 85,000 people are in the hospital with COVID-19. That's just short of the Delta surge peak of some 94,000 people in early September. A fire in a Philadelphia duplex kills 13 people, at least 7 of them children. AP's Jennifer King has the story.
Officials in Philadelphia were visibly shaken as they updated the media on what could be the single deadliest fire in the city in over 100 years. Mayor Jim Kenney.
Losing so many kids is just devastating.
Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says numbers could grow, but at least 13 people, including 7 children, were killed. 8 people escaped and 2 others were taken to area hospitals.
This is probably one of the worst fires I've ever been to.
Murphy says the fire is under investigation.
There were 4 smoke detectors in that building, and none of them operated.
26 people were staying in the 2 public housing units in the divided row house, with 18 people in the upstairs apartment. I'm Jennifer King.
Defending Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic has been denied entry into Australia. The government rejecting a medical exemption by tournament officials from the strict coronavirus vaccination requirements for the tournament. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
There should be no special rules for Novak Djokovic at all. None whatsoever.
Djokovic has won the Australian Open 9 times. A rough day on Wall Street. The tech having NASDAQ dropping 5%. This is AP News. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards issues a posthumous pardon to Homer Plessy, a black man who was arrested for refusing to leave a whites-only railroad car in 1892. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld his conviction in its 1896 decision, Plessy v. Ferguson, cementing separate but equal that wasn't overturned until 1954.
It doesn't eradicate all the wrongs wrought by the Plessy Court or fix all of our present challenges. We can all acknowledge we have a long ways to go, but this pardon is a step in the right direction.
Lawrence N. Brooks, the oldest World War II veteran in the U.S. and believed to be the oldest man in the country, died today at the age of 112 in New Orleans. Brooks served in the then segregated 91st Engineer General Services Regiment stationed in Australia. His death was announced by the National World War II Museum and confirmed by his daughter, Vanessa Brooks. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.